又在他所定的日子，我们同心合意来敬拜他。
Peace and brothers and sisters, let's worship in this the book of Romans.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let's first pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们实在感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又在主日把你众儿女聚在一起，我们可以来敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your love. Once again, you gather together to worship in your holy temple.
天父，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，主啊，你真的是在创世之前，主，你就给我们预备了救恩。
We want to thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, and before the creation of this world, you have chosen us to be saved.
主，我们每个弟兄姐妹今天一同来敬拜你，都是能靠着耶稣基督他在十字架上给我们所成就的救恩。
Today we are able to worship you is because of your work done on the cross.
天父，当我们来到你的面前时，求主你圣灵来引导我们每位弟兄姐妹的心。
When we come before you, we ask your spirit to lead us to every heart of our brothers and sisters.
让我们的心能够被你的圣灵所引导所感动。
So that our heart can be led by your spirit and also moved by your spirit.
给我们一颗渴慕你话语的心。
Lord, grant us a heart that we desire your word.
谦卑受教的心。
And a heart with humble and teachable.
主啊，当我们能够听到你的话语的时候，就求主你的话语在我们每位弟兄姐妹的心中能够来做那改变的工作。
When we heard your word, we pray that your word can be able to change us.
主，让我们的生命每日都能够靠着你的恩典，主啊，你的话语能够来更新改变。
And through your grace and your word that our life can be renewed every day.
主，也求主你的圣灵帮助我们能够理解明白你的话语。
And we also pray that the Holy Spirit help us to understand your word.
让我们明白了就能够去遵行。
And once we understand, so we can obey and also practice.
天父，求主你保守我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
May you keep today's worship through the beginning to the end.
让你的名被高举，让主你心得到满意。
And your name be upheld and your name will be glorified.
我们这样同心合意的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
With unifying hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
假设有一天呢，有一位爱主的弟兄焦急的来找你，说他遇到一个很大的难处。想了好几天也没有头绪，也不知道怎么来祷告。
Suppose say a brother who loved the Lord come to find help from a pastor, saying that he has facing a big challenge, and he thought about several days, but he could not find an answer, nor he know how to pray.And he's worried about.
他也不知道接下来会发生什么，心里也焦急，灵里也软弱。
He would not know what will happen next, so he's very worried and he's weak in spirit.
他甚至可能怀疑起自己的救恩来。
He even doubt his own salvation.
如果你遇到这样的事，你会怎么样来帮助这位弟兄呢？
If you're facing this situation, what would you do to help him?
那我们可能会让他先安静地坐下来，安静一会儿。
Yeah, maybe we ask him to sit and quiet down a little bit.
我们最好是和他一起来分享神的话语。
And we better to share God's word with him.
来帮助他坚固对神的信心。
To strengthen him with God's faith.
我们可能会先跟他一起来读罗马书八章二十六节。
And one of the messages we want to share is Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit help us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray, for as we sought, we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words.
然后我们来分享神的话语，八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And next, we may share verse 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose.
我们可以问他是不是明白这两节经文的意思。
We may ask, does he understand the meaning of these two passages?
如果他说明白的话，我们就请他用自己的话还可以讲一下。
If he says yes, then we can ask, may you repeat this with your own words?
哎，如果他知道说我们不知道如何祷告时，就有住在我们里面的圣灵替我们祷告。不管我们遇到什么事，爱神的人都会得到益处。
He may say, When we don't know how to pray, the Spirit within us will intercede for us. No matter what things we met, the people who love God will be benefit from it.
那么如果他能讲出这样的话来，就说明他已经明白，不管我们生命中遇到什么难处，只要我们信靠神，都会神帮助我们走过。
If he answered this way, then we know that he understood this passage. No matter what difficulties, and we know the Holy Spirit will help us.
那么这样呢，他的问题可能就解决了。
Then his problem will be resolved.
其实呢，我们每位基督徒呢，在成圣的过程中，在属灵生命，在这个属灵生命的成长过程中，我们都会遇到类似的问题。
Actually, each Christian, during the process of sanctification and spiritual growth, we may encounter the same problem.
那么在今天的信息中呢，使徒保罗就通过他自己亲自的经历，让我们看到神不只是帮助我们在难处中信靠他。
In today's passage, the Apostle Paul, through his own experience, and we can see that not only God is helping us during the time of difficulty, and our spiritual life, sorry.
我们的属灵生命也是蒙神保守的。
God also keep us our own spiritual life.
因为他要爱我们到底。
Because he wants us to, he wants to love us to the end.
神的爱不但使我们得救，神的爱也使我们在成圣的过程中得胜有余。
The love of God not only save us, it also cause us to be conquerors.
那么我们先来看今天的第一点，就是神的爱使我们得救。
Let's see the first item. God's love causes us to be saved.
那这在31节到34节。
And this is from verse 31 through 34.
我们首先来看31节，这里告诉我们神的爱保守我们的救恩。
First, we'll study verse 31. God love keep us our salvation.
那这里说即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
既然这样，就是指前面。那么我们所上次讲到的，我们的救恩有神的完全保守和帮助。
What then? It means those we have studied before. Our salvation has the complete keeping and help from God.
因为神的旨意是要所有信靠他的人最终得荣耀。
Because God's will is for everyone who trusts him to be glorified.
而得荣耀是完整救恩的一部分。
And the glorification is part of the complete salvation.
所以呢，谁也不能拦阻我们达到这个目标。
Therefore, no one can stop us from reaching this goal.
因为有神自己在帮助我们，还有谁比神更强呢？
Because God himself is helping us. Who is stronger than him?
既然没有任何东西比神更强，谁还能抵挡我们呢？
Since nothing is stronger than God, who can be against us?
也就是说，神保守我们脱离一切想把我们从神的救恩中夺走的企图。
That means God is keeping us from any temptation that they want to take us away from God's salvation.
那么主耶稣基督呢，在路加福音22:31时候这样的告诉过彼得。
In Luke chapter 22:31, Jesus told Peter.
他说：“西门，西门，撒旦要得着你们，好像筛子一样，筛麦子一样。”
He told Peter, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demands to have you, that he might sift you like wheat."
我们知道了，所有邪恶势力中，撒旦是最强大的邪恶势力。
And we know among the evil forces, Satan was the greatest.
那么这样最强大的邪恶势力能把信靠神的人从基督那里夺走吗？
With his power, would he be able to take the God's people from the hand of Jesus Christ?
那么这样我们这样就想起了主耶稣呢，在约翰福音10:28主耶稣的应许。
And we can see that the promise from Jesus in the book of John, chapter 10:28.
主耶稣在那里说，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I gave them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
弟兄姐妹们，我们谁都有软弱的时候。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, all of us can be weak in spirit.
我们也有犯罪的时候。
And we may also sin.
那么在这些时候呢，我们可能都会担心我们自己的救恩会不会失去。
When these things happen, we all worry whether our salvation will be lost.
但是呢，耶稣基督应许我们，谁也不能把我们从他的救恩中夺去，因为有神在随时保守我们的救恩。
But Jesus promised us that no one will snatch them from his hand, because God is protecting us always.
那么神既然保守我们的救恩，其实呢，我们的救恩不但是神保守的，我们的救恩其实也是神的爱亲自成就的。
Not only God's love keep us our salvation, and also God's love accomplished our salvation.
所以这也就是32-34告诉我们的，神的爱成就我们的救恩。
And this is what verse 32-34, God's love accomplishes our salvation.
他在32节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，既不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗？
Verse 32, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
这里自己的儿子是强调了父神与圣子耶稣基督独有的最亲密的关系。
It uses his own son.To emphasize the intimate relation between God and the Holy Son, Jesus Christ.
所以我们在实际生活中也其实有这样深深的体验。当我们说，哎，我的儿子或者我的女儿的时候，其实就在隐含着我们与儿女之间的最亲密的关系。
We also have such situation in our life. When we say something with our son or our daughter, we are showing the intimate relationship.
虽然父神知道送自己的儿子上十字架意味着什么。
Although God the Father knows what it means for sending his son to the cross.
他 他也深知自己的儿子将要受的羞辱和经历死亡的痛苦。
And he also knows the humiliation of pain and death that his son would suffer.
他还是选择了这样来做。
And he still chose to do so.
就像哥林多后书五章二十一节他说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
It's just like 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteous of God.
所以这里告诉我们，神是甘心乐意的把他无罪的儿子为我们众人舍了。
So this means God is willingly giving his sinless son for us.
其实这就是舍己的爱最大的体现。
And this is the greatest expression of self-denying love.
这也就意味着他叫儿子死是为了我们得益处，是为了代替我们死。
This also means that the son died for our benefit and also replaced our place.
所以只有这样我们才能脱离律法的咒诅。
Only by doing this, we can get rid of the curse of the law.
所以加拉太书五章十三，三章十三节说，基督既为了我们成了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.By becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hanged on the tree."
其实也就是说，神把本该为加在我们身上的救主，加在了他自己的儿子身上。
It just means the curse that should be have upon us, he shifted the curse to Jesus.
他能这样做，我们知道他爱他的儿子，他能够舍弃他的儿子，而为了我们不受律法咒诅，这就可以看到神爱我们，其实好像胜过爱他的儿子。
So he loved us that he has his son to be suffered for our sin. That means he loves us more than love his son.
那么有的信徒可能会想，只要我做得好，神就会与我同在，会爱我，帮助我，保护我。
Some believers may think, if I'm doing well, God will be with me, and he will love me and help me and protect me.
但是如果神认为我不好，他就可能会不爱我或者离开我。
But if God thinks I'm no good, he may not love me or forsake me.
那么使徒保罗在这里呢，就针对这样的想法指出，因为我们还是罪人的时候，神就赐下他的儿子为我们死。
And with this kind of thinking, Paul says, while we were still sinners, God sent his son die for us.
既然他在我们做罪人的时候都这样的爱我，那么神现在呢，肯定继续会保守我们。因为我们现在已经成为了他的儿子了。
He loved us while we were still sinners, so he must be willing to keep us because we are already his children.
所以呢，神甘心情愿赐下他的儿子替我们死，没有别的原因，就是因为他爱我们。
So God is willing to let his son die for us. It's just because he loved us.
所以呢，如果神把他对我们的救恩收回去了，这就是对抗了他的爱，这是与他的本性不相符了。
If God withdraws his salvation, and this is against his love, and this is not his attribute.
因为他说他爱我们就要爱到底。
Because he says he loves us and he will love us to the end.
其实呢，我们常常犯罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
Actually, we often sin and fell short of God's glory.
按我们的本相，按我们的自己的想法，其实神早该把我们灭绝了。
If thinking our own way, God should destroy us already.
然而呢，神没有这样做，他不但没有灭绝我们，反而把万物和他儿子一同白白的赐给我们。
Nevertheless, God did not do this. Not only he did not destroy us, but also he gave his son and also all things freely to us.
他让自己的儿子为我们死，这已经是最宝贵的礼物了。
He let his only son to die for us, and this is the most precious gift.
所以在神的眼中，应该是再没有什么事情宝贵过他的儿子。
In God's eye, there's nothing be more precious than his own son.
所以呢，他已经把他儿子赐给我们了，这样呢，神也必赐给我们其余一切我们所需要的。
Because God has given his son to us, he will also give us all the need we have.
为的是我们的救恩得以完全，最终和他的儿子同得荣耀。
So that our salvation can be completed and finally have the same glory with his son.
那么接下来的33到34节，让我们设想一个法庭的场景。
Verse 33 to 34, can make us think about a scenario in a court.
那么这里说，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that.Who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
我们知道呢，法庭上一定是有被告、有原告和法官、律师。
And we know in the court there must be defenders, the charger and judge or lawyers.
那么这里面谁能控告，就是指着对某人发起一个司法控告。
So who shall bring charge? That means someone has initiated a lawsuit.
我们知道了，在启示录十二章十节说到，撒旦在神面前是不断的控告我们的弟兄，神的信靠神的人。
We know from Revelation chapter 12 verse 10 that Satan continuously to charge against those who trust in God.
然而在神的审判台前，没有任何控告能让信靠神的人失去救恩。
However, in the court, in the judgment before God, there's no accusation can let God's people to lose the salvation.
所以即使撒旦控告我们，然而神就是那位至高无上的法官。
Even though Satan accuses us, but God is the sovereignty, lawyer.
那么他已经称我们为义了，所以撒旦的控告就没有任何的果效。
He already called us righteous, therefore the Satan's accusation would not have any effect.
撒旦总是想让神定我们的罪。
Satan wants God to condemn us.
但是呢，神的儿子耶稣基督已经为我们的罪死了。
But God's Son Jesus Christ already died for us.
而且主耶稣基督也复活了，如今就在神的右边为我们祈求。
He also rose again, and he's now at the right hand of God to intercede for us.
这位全知全能的大祭司时刻在为你我来祷告。
This omniscient and almighty high priest is always praying for us.
其实他就像一位无人能敌的大律师，随时在神那里为我们做辩护的工作。
He is like a inconvincible great lawyer who defends us at all times.
所以不管撒旦如何告我们的状，那么有主耶稣基督在那里为我们祷告，为我们辩护，一直到我们见主的面。
So no matter how Satan tries to accuse us,With the Lord, so we can be with God, until to the end.
那么这样呢？有谁能控告我们呢？谁也不能控告我们。
So who can accuse us? Nobody.
所以呢，我们的救恩乃是坚如磐石的。
Therefore, our salvation is strong as a rock.
因为我们的救恩是神计划的，也是神成就的，他能拯救我们到底。
Because God's salvation is what God plans and also God accomplished. He will save us to the end.
所以呢，在希伯来书七章二十五节，他说：“凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。”因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
That's what Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 says. Consequently, he's able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make the intercession for them.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要常常来思想，我们来到神的面前是靠什么。
So brothers and sisters,We often should think by what we come before to God.
不是靠我们的善行，不是靠我们的知识，也不是靠我们的能力。
Not by our good deeds, not by our knowledge, nor by our ability.
完全是靠在十字架上受死，第三日从死里复活的耶稣基督。
It's completely on Jesus.Who died on the cross and raised on the third day.
但是我们也要知道，虽然善行、知识、能力不能使我们得救。
We ought also to know that although good deeds, knowledge, and ability cannot save us.
然而呢，我们生命中活出的善行、知识、能力是每位神的儿女得救的美好的见证。
And these good deeds, knowledge, or ability.It's a testament for every children of God.
那么神的爱不但是我们得救，其实为我们成就，为我们成就救恩，神的爱也让我们在经历各样困境时能够得胜。
God's love not only make us saved and accomplish our salvation, God's love also can let us be victorious when we face difficulties.
那么谈到得胜，我们知道，如果没有困境、没有试探、没有试炼，也就谈不上什么得胜了。
When we talk about victorious, if without situations of trial and difficulty, we cannot say that we are conquerors.
所以呢，神在操练我们得胜的时候，首先呢是要。引领我们经历各样的困境，才能显明我们靠神才能得胜。
And before God can lead us to be conquerors, He first lead us in a situation that has this difficulty times.
所以呢，我们首先来看三十五到三十六节，这里面谈到就是神的爱，它是引领我们经历逆境。
So we can see that from verse 35 to 36, God's love lead us to the trial times.
这里说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如今上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Verse 35 through 36, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
那么在前面的三十三到三十四节中，我们刚刚看到他说：“谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？谁能定他们的罪呢
？”In just before the verses 33 to 34, God says, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
所以那里的谁呢？是指撒旦或者任何人。
The word who means Satan or anybody who want to accuse.
而在三十五节这里的谁呢？其实是指什么事情？指一些是一些事情。
But the whom in verse 35 means something, not a person.
所以呢，他的意思就是信靠神的人，他会遇到各种的艰难的处境。
That means for those who trust in the Lord may encounter various of difficult situations.
那么这句里面还有一个基督的爱。那么这里面基督的爱呢，它指的是基督爱信靠他的人，不是指信靠他的人爱基督。
The love of God means Christ loves those who trust in him, not the, not for the person, relying, believing him, love God.
那么其实这里保罗是在问，什么事能让基督不再爱我们呢？
Actually, Paul is asking, what kind of thing can make Christ no longer loving us?
那么他反问的意思也就是说，没有任何事情能使基督不再爱我们。
This is a rhetorical sentence that actually means nothing can make Christ to no longer loving us.
所以约翰一书四章十九节他也说，我们爱，因为神先爱了我们。
That's why the first John chapter 4 verse 19 says we love because he loved us first.
那么约翰福音十三章一节也说他既爱世上属自己的人就爱他们到底。
The same thing is written is described in John chapter 13. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
所以呢，说神爱我们到底，也就是说，神永远不会停止爱我们。
He loves us to the end. That means he never stops loving us.
那保罗在这里是列出了信靠神的人可能经历到的不同的逆境。
Paul lists the people who trust in God may encounter all different kind of difficulties.
但是所有的这些逆境，没有一样能使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
None of the list items can separate us from God's love.
那么这里面前面谈到了神的爱，这里面说到了基督的爱。
We talk about God's love, and here is the love from Christ.
其实呢，这两种爱呢，乃是一样的，因为耶稣基督在约翰福音十到三十节也说过，我与父约为一。
This is the same kind of love as John chapter 10 verse 13 says.I and the Father are one.
所以这里面的患难呢，是指因为信主而被诬告、拒绝或身体被伤害等这类的苦难。
The word tribulation refers to sufferings such as falsely accused, being rejected or physically harmed for believing in Christ.
那么这里面的痛苦的字面意思呢，它是狭空间狭小。
The word distress actually means limited space.
自己个人被陷在一个狭小的空间，或关在一个看不到有出路的地方。
So that means someone who is trapped in a small space or locked in a place where there's no way out.
其实呢，就是指使我们感到窘迫的这些困境，在人看来好像是一种走投无路的处境。
That means we are in a situation that there's no way out, and you can see no help at all.
那么这里面的逼迫呢，就是指是活在一种拒绝基督的人的权势之下。
The word persecution referred to living under.Somebody who rejects Christ.
那么在这种权势之下呢，那么经常会受到，那么身体会精神方面呢就会受到迫害。
In this situation, people may suffer physical or mental persecution.
那么这个最典型的就是，比如一些生活在一个敌对神的政府权势之下的基督徒。
A typical situation would be Christians living under the influence of an anti-God government.
那么他们经常会受到来自政府的这种的逼迫。
they often be persecuted by the government.
那么饥饿和赤身露体就是指在极度贫穷状况下而有这一种感受或者是一种耻辱。
The word famine or nakedness means the shame or the feeling under the extreme poverty situation.
而这里面的威胁和刀剑呢，就是指那些可能危及生命的各种的状况。
The danger or sword means any situation that may affect life and death.
三十六节这儿说，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Verse 36, it says, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered.
所以这节经文呢，其实它是引用的诗篇四十四篇二十二节。
This actually is quoted from Psalm 44, verse 22.
那么其实呢，基督徒其实不管当初还是现在，在世人的面前，真的就像是任人宰割的样子。
The Christians today, in the view of of others, just like the sheep to be slaughtered.
所有这些逆境，其实都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
All these difficulties may not separate us from God.
而且这些逆境乃是神的百姓历世历代都要经历的。
And these difficult situations are God's people experienced from generation to generations.
因此呢，我们在跟随耶稣基督生活中，我们遭遇逆境，这不应该是让我们感到惊奇的事情。
So it shouldn't surprise us when we face the difficult situations when we follow Jesus Christ.
那么越在末后的世代，这可能越会是一种常态。
It will become most common during the end world.
然而呢，逆境下不是让我们脱离神的爱，而是让我们看到我们是神家里的人。
But the difficult situation is not for us to be separate from God's love. It should allow us to see that we are God's people.
所以呢，保罗在提摩太后书三章十二节他说，凡立志在耶稣基督里尽切度日的，都要受逼迫。
And this is quoted in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. Indeed, all who desire to live godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
所以呢，我们能在逆境中依靠神忍耐到底的人，这也正是真信徒的一个记号标志。
Therefore, it is a sign for a true believer who are able to persevere to the end during the time of difficulties.
那么保罗在这里讲这些话，其实不是他的空谈。
It's not saying here by empty words.
他是有他亲身的经历。
It's through his own experience.
我们知道在哥林多后书十一章，那么就讲到保罗经历了很多很多的患难。
And we know that Second Corinthians, Paul experienced many, many difficult situations.
那么他曾经被鞭打过，被棍子打过。
He was beaten and flogged.
那么他也经过在深海中船坏过。
He also experienced the ship wrapped.
那么他经过各样的威胁，他也经历过饥饿，也经历过赤身露体。
He experienced famine and experienced nakedness.
所以呢，他经历过这些，所以他可以写根据他的经历，能够写出这些他的经历和神的保护。
Because he experienced these situations, so he can write this down for God's protection.
所以他在各样的这些威胁患难中，神都带领他走过了。
In all these situations, God's love led him to be to overcome the situation.
所以他之所以写这些他的经历，就是让我们看到信靠神的人不是独自来经历困境，而是神带领我们在困境中 一次次的得胜。
So he shared with us, in the time of difficulties, we are not alone, but with God's help, we can be victorious over the situation.
那么这也就是三十七节里面告诉我们的，神是带领我们，因为他的爱呢，能够在困境中让我们得胜。
This is what verse 37 says. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
所以他在说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
It says, more, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
所以呢，这告诉我们了，有基督耶稣的帮助，我们能胜过各样的逆境。
So with the help of Jesus Christ, we can be victorious in all difficult situations.
所以这是因为逆境炼净我们，增加我们对神公义的爱，也让我们能够对罪的这种的憎恶。
This is because difficult situations can refine us, can increase the love for righteousness and also our hate for sin.
那么这里面对罪的憎恶呢，我们要特别的注意呢，我们有时往往看到别人的罪，我们都特别的憎恶，但是呢，我们往往会忽略我们自己的罪。
Hating the sin, not only hating the sin for told from others, but also the sin that we commit ourselves.
所以呢，这样这里面也是一直给我们提醒，就是我们若是一个真正愿意悔改的人，我们真的要厌恶我们自己的罪。
So it reminds us, if we are truly repentant, we need to hate all kinds of sins, including our own.
所以在逆境中，我们不仅能看到自己的有限和无能。
And not only we can see our limitedness or the incapability during the time of difficulties.
我们在逆境中才更会看到经历基督的无限和他的全能。
But we can also see and experience the infinite with and also Almighty of Jesus Christ.
我们才能够更加的体会到，那么保罗八章二十五节，在罗马书八章二十五节那里给我们的应许，就说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被招人。
We can deeply experience what Paul says about the promise of God in Romans chapter 8:28.And we know that all those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
其实呢，这节经文呢，也是我们每位弟兄姐妹在经历我们生命中的各样的难处的时候，会给我们很大的鼓励。
This is an encouraging passage that when we face difficult situations.
若是我们知道我们真正的蒙恩得救，我们是神的儿女，那我们就不会怕任何事情发生在我们身上，因为任何事情只要神许可发生在我们身上，一定是对我们有益处的。
And because we are God's children, therefore we will not be afraid of any difficult situation. In fact, it's through these difficult situations we can experience God more.
那么在初代教会遭受大逼迫的时期，有好些信徒开始怀疑他们的救恩是不是完全的稳固。
In the early church, during the great persecution, some believers start to doubt their salvation is complete or secure.
那么有些信徒呢，甚至就当时因为逼迫就离弃了神。
Some, because of the persecution, they forsake God.
但是呢，逼迫不是让真信徒离开基督，反而是显明基督必然得胜。
But persecution does not, is not letting the true believers to leave Christ. It's actually demonstrated that relying on Christ, they will be victorious.
因为信靠耶稣基督，有的信徒就被扔到了罗马的斗兽场，被野兽撕裂。
because of their beliefs, some believers were thrown into the Colosseum and torn apart by wild beasts.
而有的呢被泡在沥青中，被当成活人火把点燃来照明。
Some were soaked in asphalt and lit as living torches.
那么最普通的，那么被这个被杀害的就是被砍头，是最普通的一种方式。
Beheaded is the most typical situation when the Christians was executed.
那么根据教会历史记载，那我们知道了第一位殉道的使徒就是雅各。
According to the earlier history record, the first martyr is the apostle James.
他就是
使徒雅各。He's also the brother of John.
对，他就是使徒约翰的弟弟。那么他面对死亡时充满喜乐，毫无畏惧。
When he was facing sentence, the death sentence, he was full of joy and he was not fearful.
那么当时执行死刑的刽子手也被他感动。
Even the person who does the execution was moved by him.
当场他就宣告自己也是基督徒。
He actually proclaimed himself is also a Christian.
因为他看见一个面对死亡的人如此喜乐的时候，他知道这不是一件正常人的事。
Because when he's seeing a person facing death is so joyful, he knew that this is not an ordinary thing.
所以他本来是执行死刑的，他却和保罗一起被砍了头。
Originally, he was to do the execution, but he was ending up beheaded with James.
对，这是与那个雅各啊，不是保罗，与雅各一起砍了头。那么，为什么这些人能以这样的态度面对死亡呢
？Why these people can face death in such an attitude？
就是因为他们知道，跟随耶稣，我们必然会得胜。
Because they believe that following Christ will make them victorious。
他们也知道，那么胜过这些的难处，那么哪怕是死。那么必然会得到那永存的冠冕，那永远的荣耀。
They will have the eternal crown and the eternal glorification, even though they may face death.
那么神的爱不但可以带领我们得胜，其实神的爱也会坚固我们的信心。
God's love not only can lead us be victorious, but it also can strengthen our faith.
所以这也就是38到39节告诉我们的，神的爱会坚固我们的信心。
This is what verse 38 and 39. God's love reinforces our faith.
他说：“因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。”这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
那么这里面保罗说，我深信。其实这里是他在讲一种信心的宣告，或是一种确定的，经过他深思熟虑的一个结论。
The word "I am sure" means that he's proclaiming a assurance or a conclusion.
保罗在提摩太后书1:12表明了这样同样的深信。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, Paul expressed the same assurance.
他说为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
He said, which is why I suffer as I do, but I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he's able to guard until the day what has been entrusted to me.
所以弟兄姐妹们，使徒保罗所信的跟我们所信的是同样一位神，都是我们的耶稣基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, what do we believe? Just like as Paul, it's the same Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们也当和保罗一样，深信没有什么能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
So we ought to believe that nothing can separate us from God's love, just as Paul says.
那么我们一生中会经历各样的威胁、难处、试炼或者是试探。
So in our life, we may experience various of danger, difficulties, trial and tribulations.
我们会有外在的苦难，比如患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿，自身肉体威胁、刀剑等等。
We may have exterior difficulties like tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword.
我们也会有内在的忧患，就是生与死。
We may also have inner worries such as life and death.
我们也会面对属灵的邪恶的势力，或者在时间空间中无法预测的各样的事件。
We may face a spiritual force of evil, some unpredictable events in time and space.
所以这许许多多的事情都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
All these things cannot separate us from God's love.
只有一个原因，就是因为这爱是在耶稣基督里的。
There's only one reason. It's because this love is in Christ Jesus.
因为我们已经跟耶稣基督同死同复活，我们跟耶稣基督是连在一起的。
Because we are united with Christ, we experience same life and death.
所有这些难处中，生死其实是最大的。
Among these difficulties, life and death is the greatest.
那么有一个家庭呢，一个妈妈呢，早年就去世了。
There's a family, the mother died a long time ago.
那么爸爸呢，就想找一个好方法来向孩子们解释死亡对于基督徒是什么意思。
The father wants to find a better way to explain his children about what death means for a Christian.
那么在这个他妈妈的这个葬礼结束以后呢，他们就开车回家。
And after the funeral service, they drove home.
那么一辆大卡车呢，就超过了他们的车，在他们的车上投下一道大的影子。
And then there was a big truck suppressing their car and cast a shadow over their car.
所以他就问孩子们说，你们是宁愿被卡车压过去，还是被卡车的影子压过去呢？
So he began to ask the children, are you willing to be crushed by the truck or by the crushed by the shadow of the truck?
这些孩子们都回答说，影子，因为影子不会伤人。
These children answers, we prefer shadow because shadows won't hurt people.
那么这个爸爸呢，就告诉孩子们说，说妈妈走过了死荫的幽谷，那里没有痛苦。
Then the father told the children, Mom has passed the valley of death. There is no pain.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹们，其实死呢，就像基督徒生命中经历的一个影子。
So death is like a shadow in the life of a Christian life.
它不能使我们与基督隔绝。
It cannot separate us from God's love.
所以如果死都不可能有让我们与基督的爱隔绝，还有什么能让我们能跟与基督的爱隔绝呢？
So even death cannot separate us from Christ's love. What else can separate us?
所以呢，死亡不但不能使我们与神的爱隔绝，而是把我们带到基督的面前。
So death cannot separate us from our God's love, but will lead to us in front of Jesus Christ.
对呢，我们其实每个人基督徒离世的时候呢，其实也就是我们面接主的时候。
By the time we face death, actually we are the time before God.
对，这是一个我们都盼望美好的时刻。
And this is a time that we're all longing for.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在跟随主行走天路的过程中，不管是大人还是孩子，我们经常会遇到各样的难处。
Dear brothers and sisters, in the life of following the Lord and walking the way of heaven, no matter whether you are an adult or a child, you may encounter various of situations.
那么有的是神给我们的试炼，有的是来自魔鬼撒旦的试探诱惑。
Sometimes it's a test from God. Sometimes it's from the temptation from devil.
我们就拿当下的这个处境来看，瘟疫还没有完全的止息。
In the nowadays, pandemic is still not ceased.
那么战争还在继续。
War is still continuing.
那么我们也看到经济也在萧条。
And we are seeing recession in economy.
社会秩序也在非常的混乱。
And the chaotic society.
那么我们刚刚发现听说到的前几天的这个有杀害了十几个孩子的这样的暴力，这样的恶性的事件也不断的发生。
And the violences such as the school shooting a few days ago, it happened from time to time.
所以所有的这些呢，也告诉我们，耶稣基督他来的日子真的是近了。
All these are indicating that Christ's coming is near.
那么这些呢，也是我们经常能够看到的，都能够大家看到的。
This is what we are able to observe.
那么还有我们可能做父母的，好多时候看不见的。
There are also things that we cannot observe.
我们的孩子，不管在小学、中学、高中还是大学。
Our children, no matter whether in elementary, high school, or colleges.
他们都会受到各方面的诱惑和试探。
They all facing various of temptations.
有毒品的泛滥。
There may be drug abuse.
有性别认知的混乱。
The confusion about gender identity.
那么有各种敌对圣经的思潮。
There's various of ideologies which is against the biblical truth.
所以等等的面对这些所有的艰难和挑战
all various of difficult and challenges
我们更需要来依靠神
we need more to rely on God
更需要来抓住神的应许
and we need to grab the promise of God
我们做父母亲的也更有责任来常常的来教导我们神的我们的儿女那么神圣经中教导我们的真理
We have more responsibility to share with our children the truth of God.
那么更应该为他们常常的祷告。
And we need to pray them more.
那么让他们能够在面对这些我们看不到的这些的艰难这些诱惑里面，让他们能够站立得住，能够明辨是非。
So that they can understand and also stand firm and they can tell.What is right when we cannot see this situations?
让我们的孩子们真的要更加的来亲近神，来依靠神。
So our children can be closer to God and rely on God.
那么越在这样的时候，其实越是我们该真的是让我们更加的注意，更加的能够引导孩子们，能够让他们建立一个更高、更结实的这个基督教的信仰的根基。
The more difficult like this, the more we should strive for to give them a firm Christianity foundation.
让他们能也让我们做父母亲的能够更加的来有负担来为他们呼求主名。
So that the parents can have more responsibility to call to God for help.
那么前两天在听一个。这个分享中呢，说唐崇荣牧师有一次在这个分享中说，他的母亲在祷告中经常说的一句话，就是说：“主啊， 越痛苦我越抱着你，越困难我越抓住你。
A few days ago I listened to a testimony from Pastor Stephen Tong, and he shared the prayer of his mother, who says, Lord, the more it hurts, the more I hold you. The more difficult it is, the more I hold you.
但愿这样的祷告也能够让我们每位弟兄姐妹成为我们的祷告生活中常常这样呼求神。
May such prayer be the prayer that we, when we call for the Lord.
那么今天的信息呢，也告诉我们，我们无论什么难处，只要我们坚信，什么也不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Today's message tells us, no matter what difficulties, as long as we believe, nothing can be separate from the God of love.
那么神爱我们，把他的独生爱子赐给我们。
God loves us, and he has given his only son to us.
那么叫凡信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that anyone who believes in him not perish, but have eternal life.
所以呢，我们的属灵生命有神完全的保守。
Therefore, our spiritual life is fully protected by God.
那么是神的爱成就和保守我们的救恩。
It is God's love that accomplishes and preserves our salvation.
也是神的爱，也带领我们在经历各样逆境的时候得胜。
It is also God's love that leads us to overcome all kinds of difficulties.
而神的这种爱，它是永不改变的。
And God's love never changes.
弟兄姐妹们，我们也要从下个周主日呢，我们就要恢复我们的实体敬拜。
Dear brothers and sisters, next week we're going to start on-site worshiping.
我们真的是求主能够来坚固我们的信心。
We ask God to strengthen our faith.
能够帮助我们每位弟兄姐妹克服各样的难处跟担心。
So we can, all the kind, difficulties and worries can be overcome.
让我们能够同心合意的来依靠主。
So we can rely on God uniformly.
让我们在主的爱中一起来敬拜他。
So we can worship God with the love that we have.
我们知道神他是我们的唯一的保障。
We know that he's the only true assurance.
有没有神的许可，什么也不会落在神儿女的身上。
If without his promise, nothing will be falling on us.
所以这是神给我们的应许。
And this is the promise from God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together before you.
主，感谢你随时随地你赐给我们主你的话语。
We thank you for giving us your word at any time.
主，你让我们能够知道，主，我们不管经历怎样的难处，怎样的环境，主，你的爱永远不离开我们。
And we know no matter how difficult situations, and your love will not forsake us.
没有任何事情可以让我们与耶稣基督你的爱隔绝。
There's nothing can separate us from your love.
主啊，就求主你把这样的信心，把这样的应许，你就放在我们每位弟兄姐妹的心中。
May you grant such faith, such promise in our heart.
让这些信心能够成为我们每日生活中经历你的，主啊，能够真的让我们能够带着这样的信心来经历你。
Oh Lord, you may, we may encounter with such faith, we may face all kinds of situations in our difficult time.
让我们在经历各样的难处时，能够靠着你来一次一次的得胜。
So we can be victorious every time when we face a difficult situation.
感谢主，我们祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We thank God. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们为刘牧师以上的信息感谢神。现在让我们来唱回应诗歌，来救上主羔羊。
We thank God.